Hey, profiteers, I'm headed to the dollar store to see what magical finds I can find for dog treats. A lot of you in the Dog Treat Baker Facebook group have mentioned you find great things at Dollar General or the Dollar Tree or things like that, and I haven't been in quite a while, so I'm gonna hop in there and let's see what we can find.
Hey, Baker, do you want to launch your own dog treat business and make money for your family? Are you discouraged with just giving your dog treats away to friends and family instead of having booming online sales? Do you want to be home more to bake treats and make money selling them online, but you keep telling yourself that you don't know enough healthy dog treat recipes or even have the business or Instagram know-how to make it all happen? Girl, I hear you. In this podcast, you'll find natural dog treat recipes and the secrets to launching your own dog treat business and tips for growing a successful dog treat business. Hi, my name is Kara Brothers, and I learned how to make and sell healthy dog treats that customers want to buy and dogs love. And I started my very own successful dog treat business. Want to know how I did it? Give your dog a treat, grab one for yourself, and let's dig in. I went to the Dollar Tree today with my daughter-in-law, Bethany, just to see what could you get for your dog treat business at the dollar store. Okay, I know it's not summer, but these cute beaded garlands are going to make a perfect photo prop for all your summer cookies. They have a lot of different shapes and colors, and they won't be here long, that's for sure. I think these are so cute. I've somehow found more beaded garlands next. They have a whole like seashell and nautical section. Awesome photo props. Do you guys make seashell cookies or under the sea cookies? So cute if you do, on your table or as a photo prop. They even have a cute little seashell tray to put your cookies on. So adorable. Do they have craft fabric at the dollar store? Yes, they do. Is this gonna look cute as a table runner? Yes. As a photo prop? You betcha. Absolutely. Okay, their patriotic section went on for days. There was a lot of stuff here. This is gonna work for 4th of July. It's gonna work for Memorial Day. More craft fabric to set the occasion for your photo prop or even on your table. Dollar stores got it. And they have this cute little patriotic dog. Hi, little doggy. You're gonna be cute on my table for 4th of July. Yes, you will. An American flag, obviously. Paper lanterns if you want to hang them. Also table decorations. Yeah, this is gonna be good all year long. Cheap decorations, so cute. They even have chair covers for the day. And little tiny ornaments that are stars, another cute photo prop. Okay, these paper trays were a super good find. They're really, really big and deep. I did 6-inch decorated bones to look like the American flag. It would fit perfectly in these trays. So cute. Or you could do like the little cupcake pack. They also had hot dog trays, but I don't recommend. They were really flat. They also have bow ties. I don't know why you need bow ties, but they're there. Here's graduation. Don't think like graduation from college. Think about graduation from puppy obedience school. It's perfect. Hi, little grad. You did so good in your little pup school. Y'all, they even have graduation plates. This would be cute to have a little graduation party. Would these things normally be done? No, but advertise that you do it if this is something that you want to do. Thinking outside the box is what I love to do. Here's a congrats grad cake topper. Perfect for a 4-inch cake. And really, you know, they're happy their dog made it through. Obedience training. Dude, everyone is excited when that happens. More cake toppers. I know these are photo props, but these would be perfect for individual cupcakes or cakes. What a cute idea. These are wands. To us, they're cake toppers and cupcakes. Graduation from obedience school training. This is an outside the box thing. You can make it happen in your business. Just advertise it. This is my favorite thing I found. I'm going to show you right up front. It is a bell cloche. My favorite thing in the dollar store, period. This will go over perfectly over the top of a 4-inch cake and just give it a perfectly polished look. Look how it looks in this cute little paper plate. Adorbs. Yep. Happy birthday, princess. On a princess paper plate with a little princess crown on top. You bet. What a cute thing. Dollar Store also has the regular chargers you'd expect, plus cake boards, mini cupcake liners, regular cupcake liners, and their party section is huge. This is really where we spent most of our time, is in the party section at the dollar store. They have a whole bunch. Let's start off with decorating tips. They've got lots of them. You get a whole bunch per package to try them out, see if you like them. Cake spatula, you can use it for serving, smoothing out your cake. They also have disposable icing bags. Can't vouch for them. Maybe the side will blow out. Take your chances for a hook. These are some cake tools. Icing comb set, you get 3 per package. They're double-sided. I would definitely recommend these. These are cake toppers or cupcake toppers. They only had 2, 3, 4, 5 in the store. But here's some more happy birthday cake toppers. Nothing that says dogs or anything like that, but we'll take what we can get. Their section was really big. I was actually really happy to see this. Are these cones? I said to Bethany. She's like, no, Mom. They are little doggy birthday hats. Oh my God, little tiny doggy birthday hats. This is so perfect, y'all. Tiara Day is coming up at the end of May. I know this is a crown, but it can work as a tiara. Get your princess cookie cutters out, your princess crown cookie cutters, and serve them with those. Advertise them with those. These are so cute. Loot bags. If you guys do birthday cakes, you should offer loot bags on the side as an extra purchase. These are fun, adorable party bags that the customer can buy for their dog friends that are coming to the party, or just dogs they know. And candles for days. I love these candle sets. You get the number, plus you also get other candles with it. Even if it's your birthday, your kid's birthday, your friend's birthday, not just a dog's birthday, go to the dollar store for candles. They're cheap and they're awesome. These are trifle dishes. I wasn't really sure what to do, like if I should show them or not, but you never know. I think they're cute and you guys can figure out a way to use these. Again, with the chargers and a tiny little, it says salad. Y'all, I'm putting a cupcake on there. I don't care what it says. Doilies. Do people use doilies anymore? I don't know, but the dollar store has them for you. Again, with the little confetti bottom, this is a rectangular tray with little serving tray with handles. And they have adorable spring cups. Animal Cracker Day is coming up, and here are some zoo animals to put on your table around your little animal cracker display. And little dog pictures for the win. Dollar store has them. Crinkle paper shred is a topic in our Facebook group currently, and their paper shred section was really big. Decorative shred, $1.25. You definitely can't miss with this. You'll use it all the time. Again, look at that little cute dog. You might be wondering, hey Kara, why are you showing like DIY wallpaper? Because this is a quick, simple trick for a backdrop for your photos. The weight of this paper is like contact paper, really thick contact paper, but you get a disposable plastic cutting mat, the flexible ones, trimmed to fit, stick this over the top. Now it's rigid. Now you have a backdrop for your photos. How cute is that? And obviously, container storage. Dollar Store has you covered. Containers for days. This is your cookie cutter storage, etc. This is not. These are solar lanterns. Why solar lanterns? Because it gets dark at events and you're going to want to see. People are going to want to see to shop. They have plastic sides, so they're safe and you can hang them up. Sun will power them. These are great. These are super lightweight. Hang them from the inside, from your ceiling, and people will be able to, your booth will be lit up. People will want to keep shopping. This is actually something that would go in the ground. There's a stake. There's 2 poles. So you can make it really tall so you can have like light overhead. This is actually, okay, it's for me. Honey, if you're watching, I want these lights for our garden. They're only $5. That's that. All right, now moving on to fans. Y'all, it gets hot. It gets, summer's coming and you're gonna be melting. This is a mini portable fan, $5. You're gonna wanna have it for sure. A stand is included, but it is small, handheld. You're going to want some kind of breeze flowing through there. Ring light, you betcha. Will it hold your phone? Not sure. It shows that it will, but if you're looking to take photos, you can't go wrong. For $3, this is a ring light. Keep it at your booth. Take pictures at your events. This is a disco ball. Any way that your booth can be noticed and stand out and apart from others, the better. here is a bigger collapsible desktop fan right for your table at your events. Keep this all powered with your portable charger and keep your devices and your little things going all night long. This is a must have. Now look at this. This is a 10-foot LED strip with remote control, different colors. It can use USB power or batteries, and you can keep it charged with this portable charger. Again, put this in your booth any way to stand out. Aprons, you need them, I need them. Our t-shirts don't need to get messy. But if you have a business logo, iron that sucker right on the front. These are inexpensive. They have a lot of colors. Throw them away for good sake. Okay, the reason I showed you these is because if you're doing cake decorating, it's a great thing to use on your cookies. Put your colors in there. If you paint on cookies, mix up your colors in these palettes. You get like 6 if you get the little rectangular ones. Also, store your individual colors for painting in those. These are great to put prices on. They have clothespin backs, so you can put a price tag on the front of the bag. People will know how much those bags cost. Or if you want a bigger sign, it's a chalkboard tabletop sign. It sits right there. Okay, Dollar Store has you covered for ribbon too. They have a lot of different patterns and colors and style. Super, super cute for tying up your treat boxes. Weekly planner, you never know. If you have an idea, write it down for a dollar. Okay, this is a good find. I was surprised to see this journal here. It has a really thick cover, tons of pages. This is really well made. It's $5, but it should be more like 20. That is my new recipe book right there. Okay, hear me out, foam dry erase blocks. This would be good to put percentages on. Like, hey, let's roll the dice to see what discount you get. Oh, we're gonna donate to charity. How much are we gonna donate? Roll the dice. Or casino night, you never know. You have receipts, this wants to hold them. Expandable file folder. Same, this is kind of the same idea with a small notebook for sort of on the go. Okay, now with these, this is what I put my cake decorating stuff in. I have a really huge one, but if you're just starting out, this is great for your tips, your bags. I love putting my cake decorating stuff in these little tool chests. It really makes it easy. And especially with the handle, you can carry it wherever you're going. This is the same thing. It's just a little smaller version, and it's without the tray. Again, I use this for cake decorating. Love it. These can be found in the pet section. I have this exact bone that I carry with me to events. And don't forget the doggy water dish. If it's a dog-friendly event, dogs will be out. They'll smell that water and they will lead their owner right to your booth because that's where they wanna go. And then your customer's in there and like, oh, hey, I sell dog treats. Oh, that's perfect. Oh my God, you guys, I did not get this. Positive vibes. This is a big treat jar. I've never seen one that big at the dollar store. But I have all these that you see, the blue, the black, and the red one. I fill them up with treats. I sell them for $10. Right there. $10 at my event all day long. People buy them, they love them. Great way to zhuzh up your booth. Dog frisbees, of course. Obviously, the dollar store has got you covered for any kind of kitchen, storage right here. These are perfect for all kinds of things. Extra sprinkles, dough, you name it. Love this cupcake carrier. It has a lid, holds 9 cupcakes. The lid's really tall too. I would put this in like in your cooler and just have a bunch of these and you can sell your cupcakes so they won't melt. Have a couple for display. Again, with the containers. Now, for Ziploc bags, they have slider, they have zip top, but I love to store my dough in the bags for 10 minutes after I make it, just to let the flour absorb all that moisture. Parchment paper sheets, 100, or you can get pre-cut to fit on your cookie sheet or a roll of parchment paper. I did not know Dollar Store had this, and I wish I had known this earlier. This is such a good deal. Wax paper, use it all the time. It's how I make my sprinkles so they don't stick. These are super cute plates and little basket liners for like a barbecue or like a picnic theme, perfect for summer. You guys, barbecue day is coming up in May. People have those hamburger cookie cutters or hot dogs. This is another one of those really big trays that you can line with those papers and serve. If you're just starting out, man, bakeware for a dollar, are you kidding me? Yes, please. I'll take that all day long. This can also be found in their utensils section. It's a cake decorating kit. I see doggy brownies in that pan. Yes, I do. Or a big cake. And obviously, you know, pup cakes. It's National Give Someone a Pupcake Day in May. Popcorn. Okay, you guys hear me out with this. Popcorn is safe for dogs in small quantities. Hold the butter, hold the salt. But you can also give it to people. They can walk around, have popcorn for themselves, popcorn for the dogs. Do you need a GA for it? No. Are you advertising it for dogs? No. This is just something you're selling as popcorn. All right, back to the utensil section. They have the utensil section. I don't know why I focused on these minis. I thought they were so cute. Look how tiny they are. But maybe you're making dog treats with your kids or your grandkids. I just thought these were so cute for a buck. Yes, maybe you have small bowls or small quantities. And they also have larger sizes too, of course. It's a really great place to come. They have a whole wall of this stuff. Charcuterie boards, or for us, barcuterie boards. They come in white. This is going to be perfect for Valentine's Day. This is going to go with St. Patrick's Day, Christmas. Red for Valentine's Day, Christmas, summer barbecue. Okay, this is all Cinco de Mayo stuff. Little margarita glass necklaces. Do your dogs need them? No, but I think they're cute. But these, y'all, these are little sombreros you can wear, or a little dog could wear, or you could decorate something with those on top. This is a little chili. Maybe you do free samples out of that. A little taco plate. You could make a taco out of a peanut butter shell. Do it like on a cannoli form, but don't close it all the way. Make your taco. That's how I do my Choco Tacos. And of course, there's all kinds of decorations to put on your booth to really make it very festive for Cinco de Mayo. Because I know you've got some Cinco de Mayo treats up your sleeve and ready for the day. They even have disposable festive tablecloths. You want to stand out. You want to be noticed. You want to make fun treats. You want to trick the humans. Y'all, these are taco stands. I just thought, how could these be used in a dog treat fashion? No, but I took a second picture of it just in case. And of course, this is a cute dog mom sign that they have at the dollar store. It's wooden. Dog Mom Day is on May 11th this year. Just a little side note. You can get lots of dog stuff at the dollar store. Anyway, this was my fun window shopping haul. Y'all, I didn't buy any of this, all right? Truth be known. But it was fun window shopping and showing you for the month of April what the dollar store can offer you to supplement things that you may not have already, if you already are going and you have an established business, or if you are thinking about making dog treats. This is a great way to get started for cheap. I just couldn't believe everything that was there. If you haven't subscribed to the channel yet, I would love it if you did. This is Kara Brothers with Positive Profit. That's Positive with a P-A-W. And come join our Facebook group. It's facebook.com/groups/startadogtreatbiz. I'll see you over there.
Hey, Baker. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If so, would you take 30 seconds and share it with a friend who may want to bake dog treats and make money selling them online and in stores? Also, please leave a quick review for the show on Apple Podcasts. It makes me so delighted to know this podcast is helping you. Okay, time to go make another batch of doggy donuts for the sales I got on Instagram. No more markets every single weekend. I'll meet you back here every Tuesday and Thursday for more tasty dog treat content. Until then, don't forget to treat yourself well.